Progress note, patient name, Zeno, Z-E-N-O, Cynthia, date, 8/5/22, place, Summer Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation, history of present illness, Ms. Zeno is a 56-year-old Caucasian female seen today on rounds. She is hemodynamically and clinically stable. The patient is a poor historian. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. The patient has completed IV vancomycin for status post-right hemicraniectomy. No acute concerns from the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history, coronary artery disease, CVA, diabetes, GERD, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, memory impairment, above the knee amputation, ischemic foot pain, history of hemorrhagic stroke with residual hemiparesis, tobacco abuse and cellulitis, current medications, apixaban, bacitracin ointment, bisacodyl suppository, buspirone, docusate, duloxetine, fenofibrate, guanfacine, lantoprost solution, Keppra, lidocaine 4% patch, Lyrica, Zofran as needed, Miralax, Senna, Simvastatin, valproic acid, and Tylenol as needed, allergies, codeine, review of systems as per above, physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 130 over 74, temperature 97.8, heart rate 80, respirations 18, blood sugar 122, oxygen 97% on room air, HEENT benign, neck supple, no JVD noted, lungs clear to auscultation bilaterally, chest rises even and symmetrically, cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm, normal S1 and S2, no clicks, rubs, or murmurs, abdomen soft, non-tender, and non-distended, bowel sounds present times 4, neurological, gross and non-focal, dermatological, shows no suspicious lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, diabetes, continue current medications and diet control. Number 2, hypertension, continue current medications. Number 3, history of hemorrhagic stroke and residual hemiparesis, continue current therapy and assistance with ADLs. Number 4, hyperlipidemia, continue current medications. Number 5, history of craniotomy procedure, continue current medications and follow up with neurosurgery team. Thank you.